it's Brian and Trisha at our morning conversation today. What's a challenge that you'd like to see happen? No, you know,
like
there's a
fist fight in the parking lot.
No, you know, all these TikTok challenges and stuff. I mean, all these negative things that we won't discuss.
Right.
But what happened to like good challenges? Remember the ice bucket challenge?
That actually raised money.
It did. Yeah. And that was back in 2014, which I can't believe it was that long
ago.
8 years
ago.
Yes. Wow. But I know so many people took part in that, and it was such a cool thing, and money was raised for ALS. Wasn't it ALS?
Yeah.
And so why not bring back a good challenge? I mean, not create a good challenge. Why don't we have challenges where people are going to do something good for people rather than ruining things?
Something like sucker punch somebody for cancer research or something like that.
Not so much.
Oh, you meant a good challenge.
Yeah. Like, what can we do to help people in a challenge? Let's think differently. You know, people are so caught up in getting people to view what they're doing and, you know, making it shocking.
View something good.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah. So, like, challenge somebody to pick up trash or to donate $100 to a charity.
Yes. There you go.
How about that? And like you show yourself picking up trash.
Or go to a grocery store, a big box store where they have carts that are just kind of stuck places, you know, where people just leave their carts rather than putting them back.
You mean bad humans?
Maybe you could go and just put some carts up.
I do that every time I go.
I know.
I take a cart in with me, and if I can, I leave it in the store. If my kids are with me, they grab carts. We'll corral carts that we find scattered on our way back to the car. Because, you know,
number one,
it keeps it from dinging my car.
Right.
And number two, it might help somebody else who can't get a cart or there's none available.
Or they can't park in a spot because there's a cart in the middle of it. Yeah.
How many times have you walked in and they're just about out of carts or are because nobody brings them back?
Yeah, so bring your own cart from outside, bring it in. So, I mean, that's not helping an organization necessarily, but it is helping because it's impacting other people.
And like when people abandon the electric scooters in the parking lots of grocery stores and big box stores, I drive those in.
Yeah. So, I mean, those are just a couple of examples of good things that you can do.
Cost you nothing.
Let's come up with ideas of things we could do to help people, to be good people, rather than challenging people to do things that are not good.
Help an old morning show host across a street. You know, I'm 50 and I have a small limp and I don't feel real good most of the time. So, you know, you see me walking somewhere, help me across the street.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. Because you know somebody's going to come and you're going to be like, what are you doing? Why are you touching me?
Get off of me.
What are you? Leave me alone.
You're not my daddy.
I'm trying to help you, Brian. Okay. Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So we've got our morning conversation up on Facebook and we're talking about challenges. There are so many TikTok challenges. You know,
and a lot of them are bad.
Yeah, not good. So there is a way that we can switch this around and let's talk about doing good challenges because we had that back in 2014. We had the ice bucket challenge and that was great. And so many people jumped on board, but that was kind of like the start of the challenges. And so, you know, maybe people got tired of it and they don't necessarily want to do a good one, but people find it very funny or shocking when people do unique challenges, not all necessarily good. My idea earlier was that let's challenge people to put shopping carts up.
And you know, Bruce Reeves responded immediately and took two shopping carts inside Walmart and dropped them off.
He sent us a video of him pushing the shopping carts inside. So thank you, Bruce. But I think we all could do that. Every time we go to a store, you see a shopping cart out in the parking lot. You, instead of saying, oh, that's somebody else's job, you could just take it in.
Yeah.
Because some of these stores don't necessarily have somebody assigned to go and get their shopping carts because they really hope that people just bring them back in.
Oh, I can tell you, anytime I worked at a store that had carts, somehow it was Brian Walker's job to go get the carts.
It's like drawing the short straw.
I think they just gave me the short straw the day I worked there. And they were like, hey, guess what you're going to do every day in 100-degree weather outside or raining or snowing or whatever.
Yeah, and if some places have cart corrals,
yes,
you know, the bigger stores have cart corrals, even just put your cart in the corral. I mean,
that's half the work.
Yeah.
You know,
but some people just don't. I mean, quite a few people just leave them out wherever. And when you're putting it in the corral, just take a little extra effort too to push it all the way in.
Or push it inside the other carts.
That's what I mean. Like push it all the way in. And that way they're all lined up, because then you have a chain reaction. One person puts their cart, but it doesn't go all the way in. And then you have all these wonky carts and they're just going all over the place. And
then you add to that the stores that have the tiny little bitty carts and the regular size carts, and you get them all mishmashed in there like they're making soup or something, and you cannot get any of it straightened out. I straightened out an entire corral last month.
Did you?
I was so furious because there was no room to even put a cart, because people had just all willy-nilly gone at it like crazy people, and I'm like, no. And I was so mad I fixed the whole corral.
Well, good for you. So we want to take an initiative. Maybe we should create our, like, cart corral crew.
Oh, the Quixie cart corral crew. Oh, I'm feeling t-shirts, too.
We got to go put some carts up. You and I both do this.
We could be on patrol every day after the show.
We're going to put carts right now.